Genesis 1. O Lord, said Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapura to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless, as if bereft of sun. Srila Prabhupada's purport. We are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determine the existence of God. But we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. They can only act under certain conditions. For example, our eyes. As long as the sunshine is there, our eyes are useful to a certain extent. But in the absence of sunshine, the eyes are useless. Lord Sri Krishna, being the primeval Lord, the Supreme Truth, is compared to the sun. Without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. The opposite of the sun is the darkness, and similarly, the opposite of Krishna is Maya or illusion. The devotees of the Lord can see everything is true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. By the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of Lord Krishna, so that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with his different energies. As we cannot see anything in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own self, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion. So, this text is coming from the chapter Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. Lord Krishna went to Hastinapura to shower his mercy on the Pandavas, and after a long time he is coming back to Dwarka. So all the inhabitants of Dwarka, they are eagerly waiting to see Krishna. Because they are saying his absence is just like a million, yuga. Absence of Krishna just like a yuga. Same thing we will find in our Sikhastakam. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this thing, Yugayitam Nimisena Chakusa Prabhusayitam Sunayitam Jagat Sarvam Govindam Virahanami. Without Govinda, without Krishna, a moment is becoming just like a millennium. So, this is the condition of the devotees of Krishna. Those who are devotees of Krishna, they cannot remain without seeing the Lord for a moment. So, who can actually see the Lord? Those who are devotee, they can see the Lord. Even if Lord is not present before them, but even they can see also Lord by their Divya Chakhyu, transcendental vision. Divya Chakhyu, Divya Jnana, transcendental knowledge, and transcendental eyes, one can see Bhagavan Krishna. If one is not having transcendental eyes or transcendental knowledge, he will not be able to see Bhagavan Krishna. If one will not be able to see Bhagavan Krishna, what he will see? He will just see the Maya, the external energy of Bhagavan Krishna, illusory energy of Bhagavan Krishna. So if we will not see Bhagavan Krishna, definitely we will see Maya. So therefore, how one will be able to see Bhagavan Krishna if he is not having his transcendental vision. And in order to get transcendental vision, he has to approach a guru who is having that vision. By his mercy only, one can get this transcendental vision and he will be able to see Bhagavan Krishna. That guru must be Tattvajna guru or Tattva Drashta guru. Tattva Drashta, those are seer of the Tattva, seer of the truth or knower of the truth, they can shower mercy on us so that we can get our vision to see the absolute truth. Without the mercy of the Tattvajna or Tattva Drashta guru, it is not possible to get that vision by which we can see Bhagavan Krishna. So Bhagavan Krishna cannot be seen by our material eyes. So if our eyes will be turned to devotional eyes, then only we will be able to see Krishna. Even if somebody is eyes are materialized, he cannot see himself, what to speak about Krishna. He cannot see his Atma. Who is having materialized, he will just see the bodies. He cannot go into the heart and cannot see Atma and Paramatma. So therefore, one has to get the knowledge from the Tattva Drashta Guru in order to see himself and see the absolute truth. And that jnana, that knowledge is called Brahma Vidya. Absolute knowledge, Brahma Vidya. So that Brahma Vidya only will be available by a Tattva Drashta Guru, Tattvajna Guru. So only if you want to just meditate on his form, on the form, Lord's form. But how will meditate? If we have no vision, if we have no knowledge, even we cannot meditate upon the form of Bhagavan Krishna. So he is having a prakruta rupa, transcendental form. And our senses are prakruta, material. By our material senses, we cannot see the transcendental form of Bhagavan Krishna. It's a prakruta form. So therefore, we will have to go beyond these material senses in order to see Bhagavan Krishna or to know Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, he is called Atindriya. Atindriya means beyond our perception of material senses. Therefore, he is called Atindriya. So, and he is also called Adhokhyaja. What is the meaning of Adhokhyaja? The Adhokhyaja means who is beyond our material eyes, perception by material eyes. That is called Adhokhyaja. He is called Adhokhyaja. By our eyes we cannot see him, this material eyes. So, Adhokhyaja means Adha Krutang Indriyaja Jnanam Jena So. That is Adhokhyaja. Indriyaja Jnanam, by our sensual knowledge, we cannot see him. We cannot know him. So therefore, the devotees, those who want to see Bhagavan Krishna in his original form, they will have to go for Avaroha Pantha, descending order. Descending order means they will have to listen from a bona fide spiritual master who has listened about Krishna from his guru, in this way, the knowledge is coming from Krishna. So this is called disciplic succession. One cannot know Bhagavan Krishna by ascending order. Aruhya. Aruhya kuchrana parang padang tata patanti adhana adhuta jusma tangraya. One can do very strict sadhana. And if he wants to see Bhagavan Krishna by his own knowledge, own merit, own intelligence, he will fail. He cannot see Bhagavan Krishna. Therefore, he has to follow the descending order. Avaroha pantha. Therefore, in Upanishad, Keno Upanishad, it is stated. Yeah, Ken. It is stated in our 'Nyamatma pravachan labhyo no medhaya no bahuna sutena jamibesa brunute ten labhyastasyatma brunute tanusa. Jai. Parampurusha Bhagavan, to know Parampurusha Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, many pravachan, many lectures, our own intelligence, listening to many persons, many types of arguments, it will not help us. So those who are very eager to know Bhagavan. Bhagavan is sitting in the heart as Paramatma. He will make all arrangements. So he will manifest before that person as sadhu guru. So by sadhu guru's mercy, one will get mercy of Bhagavan Krishna, and by his mercy, one will be able to see him. Chaitanya Charitamrita saying, Ishwarer Krupale Sahyach Jare, Sei Se Ishwara Tattva Janivar Pare. If one has gotten the mercy of Lord, then he will be able to know him. Without his mercy, no one can know him. And how one will get his mercy? By his devotee's mercy. By his devotee's mercy, one will know him. And that devotee must be free from all types of defects. Brahma pramada vipralabhasa karuna patav. Four types of defects are there. So if the defects will be there, then he cannot help us to see Bhagavan. So, a devotee who is free from all types of dosa or defects, he will shower mercy on us. So, many, they are writing many books, philosophical books. Many philosophers are there, mundane philosophers are there. But they cannot help us to see Bhagavan Krishna. By their philosophy, they may conquer the heart of others, but they cannot make us unable to see Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, we must approach a Tattva Drashta Guru, who is very fixed in the lotus feet of Krishna. We must approach that guru. Therefore, we should also always try to discuss about the truth, tattva. Tattva. That is the main important thing, tattva. Tattva vichar, apata vichar. Our Gurudev Gaurang Swami Maharaj, he always says this thing, There are apparent consideration and absolute consideration. So you must go through absolute consideration in order to know Bhagavan Krishna. When one will become very fortunate, so he will develop desire how to know the tattva, how to know the truth. At that time, Paramatma, Super Soul, who is sitting everyone's heart as a witness, he will know that this person, he wants to know me. So therefore, he immediately sends a sadhu guru to him, Chaitya Guru, Chetana Rupaka Guru, who is having consciousness. That type of guru will come to us, and that Mahanta Guru will fulfill our desire. Because we are searching for Krishna since time immemorial. We do not know that we are searching for Krishna, but we are searching for pleasure. Everyone is searching for pleasure, but they do not know how the pleasure will come. Only the pleasure will come if they will be connected with the Sachidananda Vigraha Krishna. Then the pleasure will come. That they do not know, but they are searching for pleasure. When a disciple will find a Sadguru, true Guru, and he will surrender to him, then Guru will shower mercy on the disciple. And when Guru will shower mercy on the disciple, then the disciple will get Dibya Jnana, transcendental knowledge. By that Dibya Jnana, he will be able to see Bhagavan Krishna. And by the mercy of Guru, one will become free from all types of material designations. If the devotee will have so many material designations, then their heart will not be pure. And if heart is not pure, one will not be able to see Krishna. So therefore, one's heart should be pure. But how it will be pure? Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatana nirmalam husikena husikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. One will become free from all types of contaminations, all types of material designations, his heart will become very pure. And with the pure heart, he will be able to serve Krishna, who is the master of all the senses. By his all senses, he can serve the master of senses that time only. And when one will serve the master of senses, then he will have the relationship with Bhagavan Krishna, who is master of senses, Hrishikesha. Hrishikena, Hrishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Then it will be considered as bhakti. Hrishika means the senses. Hrishikesha means the master of senses. And by the senses, when we will serve the master of senses, then he will develop bhakti. Without bhakti, one cannot get Krishna. One cannot understand Krishna. Bhaktyamang ekayagrajya. Bhaktyamang abhijanati. Bhaktyatu ananyalabdha. There's many places it is said that without bhakti, one cannot get Krishna. One cannot understand Krishna. Cannot come to Krishna. So therefore, sadhaka who is doing sadhana, he must come through descending order. He must accept a pure guru, and he should know the tattva, truth, tattva jnana. Then he will be able to serve Bhagavan Krishna. When one will serve Bhagavan Krishna, he will develop some relationship with Bhagavan Krishna. There are four types of rasas are there. ଦାସ୍ୟରସ ସଖ୍ୟରସ ବାତ୍ସଲ୍ୟରସ ମାଧୁର୍ଯ୍ୟ ରସ ଫୋର୍ ଟାଇପ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ରସସ୍ ଆର୍ ଦେଆର୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଏନି ରସ ୱି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ସର୍ଭ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବି ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ବାଇ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ସୋ ନା ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ନୋ ମୋର ଅଧକ୍ଷଜ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ କୃଷ୍ଣ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ନୋ ମୋର ଅଧକ୍ଷଜ ନାଓ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ଭିଜିବୁଲ୍ ନା ୱି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ସି କୃଷ୍ଣ ବିକଜ ୱି ଆର୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ ହିମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନୋ ମୋର ଅଧକ୍ଷଜ ବଟ୍ ହାଉ ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହାଉ ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଏ ବୋନାଫାଇଡ୍ ଗୁରୁ ହାଉ ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଦିବ୍ୟ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଟାଲ୍ ନଲେଜ୍ ହାଉ ଟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦି ଆବ୍ସୋଲ୍ୟୁଟ୍ ଟ୍ରୁଥ୍ ମେନ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱି ଶୁଡ୍ ଗୋ ଫର୍ ଶ୍ରବଣମ୍ କୀର୍ତ୍ତନମ୍ ୱି ଶୁଡ୍ ଗୋ ଫର୍ ଲିସନିଂ ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ବାଇ ଲିସନିଂ ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ୱାନ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଏବୁଲ୍ ଟୁ ନୋ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ସୋ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଏଭର୍ ୱି ଗେଟ୍ ସମ୍ ଅପରଚୁନିଟି ଟୁ ଲିସନ୍ ୱି ଶୁଡ୍ ରନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲିସନ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଏ ବୋନାଫାଇଡ୍ ଗୁରୁ ବୋନାଫାଇଡ୍ ସାଧୁ ସୋ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ସାଧୁ ଗୁରୁ ଦେ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଦେ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦେ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ଦି ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କ୍ୱାଲିଟି ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ପାଷ୍ଟ ଟାଇମ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆସୋସିଏଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସୋ ଦେ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଏଲ୍ସ ଦେ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମଚ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ରୂପ ଗୁଣ ଲୀଳା ପରିକର ସୋ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଲିସନ୍ ୱି ଶୁଡ୍ ଲିସନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ୱି ଶୁଡ୍ ଲିସନ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ନେମ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ଫର୍ମ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ଲୀଳା କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ପରିକର ଆସୋସିଏଟ୍ସ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଶ୍ରବଣମ୍ ରିଅଲ୍ ଶ୍ରବଣମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ଲିସନ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସୋ ଦେନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ହାଇଡ୍ ହିମ୍ସେଲ୍ଫ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଲିସନିଂ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଏ ସାଧୁ ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ନେମ୍ ଫର୍ମ କ୍ୱାଲିଟି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲୀଳା ପାସ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ହାଇଡ୍ ହିମ୍ସେଲ୍ଫ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱିଲ୍ ଆପିୟର୍ ବିଫୋର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଡିଭୋଟିସ୍ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଲିସନିଂ କେୟାରଫୁଲି ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ନଟ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବଟ୍ ଦି ଡିଭୋଟି ୱିଲ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ସେଲ୍ଫ ରିଏଲାଇଜେସନ୍ ବାଇ ଲିସନିଂ ଆବାଉଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦି ଡିଭୋଟି ୱିଲ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ସେଲ୍ଫ ରିଏଲାଇଜେସନ୍ ଆତ୍ମାନୁଭୂତି ଆତ୍ମଜ୍ଞାନ ନଲେଜ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ସେଲ୍ଫ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ କଲ୍ଡ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଦେ ୱିଲ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆୱାର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଇଜ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମାଇ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଅରିଜିନାଲ୍ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଅରିଜିନାଲ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଦେନ୍ ଆକର୍ଡିଂଲି ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ଆକ୍ଟ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ନୋ ମାଇ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ଆକ୍ଟ ଆକର୍ଡିଂଲି ଇଫ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ନୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ଏ ଡକ୍ଟର ସୋ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ହାଭ୍ ଟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ଟ୍ରିଟମେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ପେସେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ହାଭ୍ ଟୁ ସର୍ଭ ଦି ପେସେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମାଇ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ସୋ ସିମିଲାର୍ଲି ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଏ ଡିଭୋଟି ୱିଲ୍ ନୋ ହିଜ୍ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଦେନ୍ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଟୁ ସର୍ଭ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବିକଜ୍ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ମିନ୍ସ ୱି ଆର୍ ଅଲ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ନିତ୍ୟ ଦାସ ଜୀବେର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ହଏ ନିତ୍ୟ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦାସ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ସ୍ୱରୂପ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ନୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆୱାର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଇଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦାସ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ଦି ଇଟର୍ନାଲ୍ ସର୍ଭିଟର୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସୋ ମାଇ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ଇଟର୍ନାଲି ସର୍ଭ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଇ ମଷ୍ଟ ସର୍ଭ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆୱାର ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆୱାର ଧର୍ମ ଜୀବେର ଧର୍ମ ଜୀବ ଧର୍ମ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ବିକମ୍ ସର୍ଭିଟର୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦାସତ୍ୱ ସର୍ଭିଟରସିପ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦେନ୍ ଜୀବ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ସର୍ଭ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭେରି ନାଇସ୍ଲି ୱିଥ୍ ଅଲ୍ ପ୍ଲେଜର୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ସର୍ଭ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱିଥ୍ ଅଲ୍ ପ୍ଲେଜର୍ ବିକଜ୍ ହି ନୋଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମାଇ ସେବା ମାଇ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ସୋ ଦିସ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ନଲେଜ୍ we cannot get by our material senses. Prakruta indriya, graha, cannot be known by material senses. So therefore, what to do? We always need mahat krupa. It's called, Sanskrit called mahat krupa sapekhya. It depends on mahat krupa and mercy of a great personality. So this is only one way to serve Krishna. This is the only one way. There is no other way. Nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. There is no other way left for us. This is the only way that we should follow sadhu guru, listen from them, and we can realize about ourselves, we can realize about Krishna, then we can be engaged in his seva. One thing is that now we are not able to cut up our maya relationship. We have so many maya relationship, maya relationship is there. We are not able to cut it up because we are very weak. Due to our weakness, we are not able to cut up our maya. Maya is very strong because this is Krishna's energy, illusory maya, illusory energy of Krishna. But when we will be able to serve Krishna, then we can become free from maya. As Prabhupada Ji Maharaj said, in his purport, Krishna Sarja Sama Maya Andhakar Jaha Krishna Tanahe Maya Radhikar. When one is going to serve Krishna, Maya cannot disturb him. Maya will remain at the backside of Krishna. But when we will turn our face away from Krishna, then Maya is in our front. Maya will capture us. So, and it is very difficult to give up that maya, cut up this bondage of maya. Only one way one can conquer the maya, that he should surrender to Krishna. Therefore Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Daivyesa gunamai, mama maya durataya, mamavi prapadante maya metang tarantite. Those who are surrendered to me, they can overcome this maya. This my maya is very strong. One cannot overcome it. Therefore, if one will know Adhokhyaja Bhagavan, he will never go to maya. He will never be attracted towards maya. Because the maya is giving some type of happiness. But when one will serve Krishna, that happiness is million, million times more than this, what maya is giving happiness. So he will not look at maya at all. So this Upanishad saying, Katha Upanishad saying, Tadeva Brahma Tung Vidhi. So this Brahman. Brahman means the Supreme Brahman, Bhagavan Krishna. Cannot be seen by these material senses, cannot be known by these material senses. Therefore, we call Atindriya Vastu, is beyond all the perception of material senses. So how we will be able to know him? By our coming to our constitutional position, by realizing our swarup, we will be able to know him. So therefore, Gurudev always will tell Shishya, this disciple, you cannot see Bhagavan Krishna by our material sense, by your material senses. So how then one will know? Therefore it is said, through descending order. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives one example, that sunlight is there. The sunlight is coming, and when the sunlight is touching our eyeball, we will be able to see the objects. If sunlight will not touch the eye or eyeball, we cannot see anything. Similarly, by descending order, the jnana will come to us, then we will be able to see the truth. Otherwise, we cannot see the truth. And this type of Brahma Vidya or knowledge is Srotavya, Mantavya, Gyantavya. One can listen, one can speak, one can know. So therefore, one has to follow the descending order of life so that he can go for pure devotional service. And by the mercy of Guru, one will get the mercy of Krishna. So therefore, Brahmaji is praying. Athapite deva padambujadoyo prasadale sanu gruhite vahi janati tottam bhagavan mahimno na channe kopi chirang vichinnam. O Lord, O Bhagavan, who has gotten little mercy from your lotus feet, he will be able to understand your greatness. Otherwise, if someone is trying to know you so many years, so many lifetimes, he will try, but he will not be able to know you. So again, it is said in Bhagavatam, Jangvaina govirmana sahisubhirva hrudagira devahastru bruto vikette atmana mantar hrudi mantam atmanang chakshur prathiva krutait statparam. When this body was constituted, this body cannot see the eyes. Eyes can see everything, but the body cannot see the eyes. So similarly, Bhagavan, one cannot see by his material senses to Bhagavan. In order to know Bhagavan, what Bhagavan is saying, I am Advaya Jnana Tattva, I am absolute, and I am available to everyone as Brahma Paramatma Bhagavan. So those who knows me, they will always worship me. They will always try to serve me. Aprakruta vastu nahe prakruta gochar veda pranatei kahe nirantar. This is aprakruta vastu. Absolute one. Transcendental one. So those who are having material senses, material knowledge, they cannot know him. These are all saying, this is said in all the scriptures and Bhagavata. And also Sri Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, text 3 said, Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sammukhritang bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita sutigatam tanuban manobhir je prayaso jito jito sa sapyasita istilokyam. Lord Brahma is saying, My dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empirical philosophical truths should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service, surrendering themselves fully with body, mind and words. They can live in any position. Indeed, O Lord, although you are unconquerable, you are conquered by such persons. So, this is said. Akhyaja jnana. The knowledge we are getting by our eyes called akhyaja jnana. So, with this akhyaja jnana, the material eyes, we cannot see the swarup of Bhagavan. We cannot see the opulences of Bhagavan. We cannot know the glories of Bhagavan. So therefore, we should give up this our all types of efforts to know Bhagavan by our material senses. So those who are associating with sadhu, those who are associating with guru, sadhu, if they are listening from them, then they will be able to know about Bhagavan's name, form, quality, pastime, everything. So they are maybe not doing anything, but still they can conquer Bhagavan Krishna.
Shreya Sutin Bhakti Bhakti Mudasya Tevivo Krishanti Jekevala Bodhalabdhaye Te Samaso Kresal Eva Sishyate Nanyad Jathastura Tusabhatinam.
O Lord, those who are following Jnana Marga, those who are following impersonal knowledge, so they will give up Bhagavad Bhakti, and without Bhakti, they follow the Jnana Marga, Jnana Path. So they are actually undergoing so much troubles. They are getting so much troubles because they are just husking the husk. What do you say? They are beating the husk. They will not get any rice from that. So kresa matra hi sara. Only they will get troubles in their life. So they cannot get any benefit out of it. So therefore, in order to know Bhagavan Krishna, who is the only control of our mind, body and everything, we should approach a bona fide spiritual master who knows the Tattva truth, and we shall listen truth from him, then we will be able to know him well. Okay, thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mantraj ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srila Gurudev ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pranandi Hari.